we keep hearing about concussion risk for youngsters who play football and other contact sports. A new study links those concussions with brain damage. The most extensive examination of deceased athletes' brains shows most of them had signs of brain damage after suffering repeated head injuries. Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe, writes about it and joins us live now to talk about it. Hey, Deborah.
Hi there, Veronica.
Now, a co-author of the study is recommending that kids under 14 not play contact football in order to protect their brains. You talked with the state health commissioner about that. How did she feel?
Well, you know, she was pretty noncommittal about that. The researcher has been advocating that for a while, has met with NFL officials, talked about it. I spoke with somebody in the Pop Warner League, the director of it, who said, you know, that's really not necessary. What's really necessary is for safer rules, and they keep on trying to come up with new rules, trying to limit contact during practices, limit how far away they are from each other when they rush and tackle, things like that. But there are still concerns out there. I mean, these researchers did find evidence of brain injury, brain damage in athletes as young as 17 who are playing football. Now, this was very early kinds of brain damage in younger people, and they don't know whether it goes away, but they have found extremely extensive damage in the brain, especially in professional contact athletes, you know, people who are playing football professionally, playing hockey, boxers, wrestlers. So, you know, that is something that people need to be aware of, that the more concussions and the more head impact that they have, the more likely they have to have some kind of permanent damage to their brain as a result.
Are the brain injuries that some youth involved in contact sports are sustaining causing symptoms similar to Alzheimer's?
It is. You know, that they're just sort of getting a handle on what this actual condition is. It's called CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and it does exhibit symptoms very similar to Alzheimer's, and it's impossible to diagnose except with an autopsy. So there could be people out there who have Alzheimer's-like symptoms who could actually have this condition, and they aren't exactly 100% sure that this is not occurring in people who have never played contact sports. They know it occurs in military veterans as well, but they're not, you know, they can't say with absolute certainty that this only occurs from head injury. And you know, that's what neurologists are telling me. They're saying that, you know, these researchers are clearly making this very strong link. They know this condition exists, but there is controversy out there in the community as to whether this condition is only caused by people who have repeat head injuries. But they are concerned about these repeat, you know, going back to play after you have a concussion, not giving your brain enough time to rest before they go out back to play. They say that's extremely risky.
And just briefly, Deborah, so this CTE basically causes memory loss, right?
Absolutely. And it works. What these researchers found is that it works in stages. So for early stages, you get headaches and you have maybe some confusion. And then it works into behavioral changes. Sometimes they become very aggressive, angry, their personalities change. And then it turns into real full-blown dementia where they have memory loss. They don't remember, you know, where they live, who they are, who their relatives are. So it can really progress to that point. And people who live long enough, if people are, you know, these professional football players living into their 60s and 70s may really exhibit the full-blown signs of this.
All right. Thank you so much, Deborah.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, the Boston Globe's Daily Dose health blogger.